talking to me. You don't see what you can be. Going nowhere real fast. Don't you see? Going nowhere real fast. Hey, punk. Get off the grass. Punks like you just blow my mind. You're all just one of a kind.
Light our Haitian skies and the starlit waters linger in your eyes. Native hills are calling, told them we cheer each other with a pagan love song.
Okay, everybody, taking you out today with The Caretaker, Music Maestro Please. We heard Ellis Chadbourne in there with Pagan Love Song. Edith Massey, Punks Get Off the Grass from the brand new collection Black Lips Bar, Androgens and Deviants. Although it's come out earlier than that. We heard Persian Empire in there with He Is My Daughter. Gabriel De Rosa featuring Pedro Dom with Jazz Meme, Part 2. Mexican Rare Groove, Cumbia 65. The Leather Coated Minds with Puff the Magic Dragon. We started the set with, well, Maybe This Time by Unknown and Bruce Hack, Maybe This Song, here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. This is Monica signing off, and please do stay tuned for Jim Price.
Hi, listeners, it's Jim Price. Today I have in the studio with me disc jockey Joe Magasco, and we're going to perform Bob Seger's Old Time Rock and Roll. To get you in the mood, well, there's no Bob Seger in the record library, so I'm playing Ty Siegel for you to get you there.
Joe, could you please take those records off the shelf?
Sure, Jim.
You know, Joe, today's music, it ain't got the same soul.
Yeah.
Don't even try to take me to a disco.
Yeah.
You'll never even get me on the floor.
Yeah.
You can call me old-fashioned.
Or over the hill.
What?
Or over the hill.
Olivia, are you ready? Is this your first cut? Oh, I like 50-foot hoes. Listeners, please stay standing because it is time to sit down with Olivia and Radio Ravioli.
I didn't grow up making ravioli.
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 I didn't have a grandmother that was Italian.
Ravioli.
Ravioli.
The ravioli.
Sorry, ravioli.
Ravioli.
Who made ravioli?
I'm very mixed ethnicity.
Ravioli.
Ravioli.
We all love ravioli. A lot of ravioli.
Ravioli, delicious.
I was always envious of people who had roots.
Ravioli. Small ravioli.
Homemade ravioli.
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 Fresh ravioli.
Mr. Ravioli.
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 The mama ravioli with her baby.
Yes.
It's gonna have triplets.
I recently started working in a pasta factory on the ravioli line.
I always wished that I had an old family recipe.
Rav.
What's a mini ravioli?
Ravioli.
Ravioli for our toddler.
Ravioli.
Cheese raviolis.
Egg raviolis.
Butternut squash raviolis.
Have you ever tried pumpkin ravioli?
Truffle ravioli.
Venison ravioli.
The ravioli.
The ravioli contest.
I think they spiked the ravioli this year, John.
Sometimes you just gotta throw ravioli.
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 Ravioli. A ravioli coach?
Ravioli.
Yep.
I just threw a ravioli at her and I don't care.
The ravioli.
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 It's a pillow of deliciousness.
And that's the secret of a handmade ravioli.
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 Ravioli?
Yeah, I'm Tony Ravioli.
I'm leaving a rave right now because I said to myself, I want to eat pasta. I want to be in my bed right now listening to Phoebe Bridgers eating pasta.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go do it.
I'm Tony Ravioli. Ravioli, Ravioli, give me the
ravioli. Dive into that dumpster. It was disgusting. I had ravioli all over me. I sit through the garbage and come out with this amazing.
Ravioli, ravioli, give me the ravioli.
In everything, there is a light and a dark side. In everyone, there is good and evil. And sometimes the darkness creates someone like Olivia. By day, she's just a shy young girl. But when night falls, Olivia changes. Olivia is twice the woman men think she is. Loving by day, hating by night. 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 Loving by day.
He takes himself seriously. Hotel rooms have lost their punch for him. Feeling is expressed in bags. There are two, and inside those two, there are two more. It's not an easy situation. There is something like abandon in the air. There is something like the feeling of the idea of silk scarves in the air. There is a kind of madness to it, the kind we read about in magazines. One of the bags contains a bottle of liquor, a sure sign of thoughtfulness about who one might have been. He pours himself a small drink in a fluted plastic glass, sans ice. He thinks to himself, if I were from the big town, I would be calm and debonair. The big town doesn't send its riffraff out. He sits on the bed, both feet on the floor. He studies the ashtray and tries to rule out preference. Preferring over not preferring. But he preferred gravity over what I state. Preferring, in this case, Earth. The Earth. Preferring some state over non-state. Now he grips himself with determination, even knowing that it causes sadness. He is determined to be what? He is determined to be serious. Not for the first time. Not for the first time there is a feeling of a mistake. But too late, he has arrived. And there are rooms, and all rooms are not the same. Some better than others, obviously. A better view, a better layout, better shower, softer bed, not so far from noise, more like home, etc., etc. Very abstract. He lifts the telephone from its cradle. His determination gets stronger, if no clearer, even as he faints in its force. Were it not for our momentum, the inertia of our actions, the constant inspiration of our habits, we could not continue. The will is almost nothing, he thinks to himself. At the sound of the first ring, he hangs up. He pushes down the button and listens to the sounds of the object in his hand. And then he hangs up. Very dramatic. Phone rings immediately. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. He brings this cloud of conditions with him. He is at the center of a ball of hot stuff that we
haven't put our minds to yet. And sitting on the bed in the motel room is no different. Somewhere in another room in range, somebody got it and phoned him. It happens all the time. A kind of restlessness in that range. He sits and thinks about obedience. He is resolved that of the two kinds, the kind that takes every message of order, rule, law as error, that loathes the buildings, that contradicts the inner voice, that resists in short is his, and that the other kind, how could it be? He is unhappy with the world. He works with forwardness and backwardness. He works with what things are ahead of us and with what things are behind us. I guess the other kind would be to work with things that are alongside the attachments. Obedience is impossible